This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are in volume 3 of the Medina Arabic syllabus and more especially Ad-Darsu Sadisa Ashara insha'Allah. Lesson number 16, we will begin in this majlis bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, remember and remember well, your Nabi, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the Arabic language. Remember and remember well the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the noble Quran in the Arabic language. Remember and remember well that the ulama of al-Islam, the language of al-Islam is the language of Arabic, walhamdulillah. And so it behoves you insha'Allah to study and learn the Arabic language. And some might argue that it's difficult. No, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. It's easy for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. You make the effort and it will become easy bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We begin. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Ad-darsu sadisa ashara. What will we be covering in lesson number 16? Remember that most Arabic verbs are made up of three letters. We are talking about verbs, we are talking about doing words. And most Arabic verbs are made up of three letters. These letters are called the radicals, three radicals. Example, kataba, he wrote. Jalasa, he sat. Shariba, he drank. So these verbs made up with three letters, we call them fi'il thulathi, the three type of verb. Then we also have verbs which are not as common as the three radical verbs. They are the four radical verbs and they are fi'il ruba'i. Fi'il ruba'i. Example, tarjama, tarjama, he translated. Basmala, harwala. These are four letter verbs. Jamil. Now that we know we have three letter verbs and four letter verbs, when it comes to verbs, verbs are either mujarrad or mazid. Mujarrad meaning that there's no extra letters added to that verb. It is a naked verb. It has its original letters on it. And examples of those, we have six verbs. Example, nasara yansuru, nasara yansuru, daraba yadribu, fataha yaftahu, karuma yakrumu, karuma yakrumu, sami'a yasma'u, waritha yarithu, waritha yarithu. These verbs here, that they are mujarrad verbs. There's no other added letters to them. Whereas mazid, you will see the difference between the mujarrad and the mazid. Mazid has one or more extra letters added to it. Why? To modify the meaning, to maybe give it greater emphasis, to change the meaning, insha'Allah. Example, Salima, Salima is a fi'il thulathi mujarrad. Fi'il thulathi mujarrad meaning it does not have any added letters onto it. Salima, Salima, simple, easy, walhamdulillah. Salima means he was saved. Salima, he was saved. Whereas, now look, we are adding something to this verb now, insha'Allah. Sallama, sallama. So we've added an extra lam. Sallama, sallama means he saved, he saved. Salama, salama, he made peace. We added an extra alif. Tasallama, tasallama, he received something. Tasallama, he received something. Aslama, he became a Muslim. Istaslama, استسلم, he surrendered. So did you notice? Now we've added certain letters to that verb, and so now we call this verb a mazid type of verb. Jamil, mashallah. When it comes to a four-letter mazid verb, we have an example. Tazalzala, tazalzala. It shook violently. Tazalzala, it shook violently. MashaAllah. We will also cover in lesson number 16, bab fa'ala, fa'ala. Qabbala, qabbala, he kissed. Darrasa, he taught. Sajjala, he recorded. He recorded. Sajjala, he recorded. Darrasa, he taught. Qabbala, he kissed. Musajjal, musajjal is the ism fa'il. Musajjal, or rather musajjil, musajjil, musajjil is the item used to record. The recorder, basically the recorder. Musajjil, musajjil is a recorder. Musajjil. Mudarris is the teacher. Mudarris is the one who's doing the teaching. Jamil. Munawwirun, munawwirun, the one who brightens up something. Munawwirun, the one who brightens up something. Jayid. Whereas the ism maf'ul would be munawwarun, munawwarun. Munawwarun is the item which was brightened, and munawwirun is the one who did the brightening. Munawwirun, the one who did the brightening, and munawwarun is the item which was brightened. We say Medina al-Munawwara, Munawwara, that city which has been brightened. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakallah. Similarly, you find, for example, Yuhammidu, he praises much, he praises a lot. Muhammidun, Muhammidun is the one who praises much. Muhammidun, the one who praises a lot. Whereas Muhammadun, Muhammadun, this is the one who has been praised much. Muhammadun, the one who has been praised much. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we begin with the lesson insha'Allah, Ad-Darsu Sadisa Ashara. Then we have Al-Mudarrisu, the teacher. Ya Abdassalami, Ya Abdassalami, O Abdassalam. Remember, we have a double barrel word here. Abdassalami, originally Abdussalami, because we have a Ya in front, it becomes Mansub. Ya Abdassalami, Ya Abdarrahmani, etc. Uhanni'uka, I congratulate you. Uhanni'uka, bifawzika fi musabaqati hifzil Qur'ani. I congratulate you bifawzika by your being successful, by your coming first. You are one of the winners. Fi musabaqati hifzil Qur'ani al-Karimi. In the competition, musabaqa. Musabaqa is an ism maf'ul, Jayid. Musabaqa. Musabaqa. حفظ القرآن الكريم وتجويده. In the competition of the memorization of the noble Quran, وتجويده, and its تجويد. تجويد is a مصدر. تجويد جود يجود تجويد, the proper pronunciation and recitation of the noble Quran. So then Abdus Salam says, أشكرك يا دكتور. I thank you, oh, doctor. Doctor meaning that sheikh, that teacher, he's got a PhD, and so they call him doctor, not necessarily that he is a medical doctor. Jazakallahu khayran. Jazakallahu khayran. Jaza. Jaza means recompense. Jazaka, recompense to you. Allahu, who will give you recompense? Allah should give you recompense. What type of recompense? خيرون. Good recompense, insha'Allah. المدرس يا مروان وزع 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 يوزع وزع distribute distribute ordering him فعل أمر وزع هذه النسخ على الطلبة هذه النسخ distribute these copies نسخ copies على الطلبة طلبة this is the plural of طالب so we have two types of plurals of طالب we have طلاب and we also have طلبة طلاب and طلبة Excellent. عبد السلام says, ما هذا الكتاب الضخم؟ ما هذا الكتاب الضخم؟ What is this huge book الذي معك يا دكتور؟ Which is with you, oh دكتور. ما هذا الكتاب الضخم الذي معك يا دكتور؟ ضخم ضخم means something which is huge, something which is big. المدرس هذا معجم جامعي. This is a university dictionary. معجم dictionary جامعي university dictionary. إنه ذو فوائد متعددة. إنه it is indeed this thing, this university dictionary. ذو فوائد. It contains, it possesses benefits. فوائد, فوائد, فائدة, benefits, متعددة, it is very beneficial, it contains many, many benefits. إنه يأتي بشرح واف, it comes, it brings, بشرح واف, it comes with a complete, full explanation. إنه يأتي بشرح واف للكلمات مع أمثلة كثيرة. It comes with complete full explanation للكلمات of the words مع أمثلة كثيرة. With many examples. أمثلة examples كثيرة with many examples. One more time. إنه ذو فوائد متعددة. إنه يأتي بشرح واف للكلمات مع أمثلة كثيرة. ويذكر المسائل النحوية. ويذكر المسائل النحوية. النحوية. And it mentions the grammar issues, the grammar مسائل. وكذلك يحوي, and it also contains, يحوي means to contain, صورا ملونة, it also contains colorful pictures, لتوضيح, to make clear so that something becomes واضح, something becomes clear, معاني بعض الكلمات, لتوضيح معاني بعض الكلمات, to explain, to make clear the meaning of some of the words. Long sentence, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Let's go through it one more time. هذا معجم جامعي. This is a university dictionary. إنه ذو فوائد متعددة. It contains a lot of benefits. إنه يأتي بشرح واف. It comes with a full explanation. للكلمات, for the words. مع أمثلة كثيرة. With many examples. ويذكر المسائل النحوية. And it mentions the grammar issues, the grammar examples, grammar مسائل. وكذلك يحوي صورا ملونة, and it also contains colorful pictures. Why? لتوضيح, to make clear, معاني بعض الكلمات, to make clear the meaning of some of the words. ما شاء الله. أحمد, what does Ahmed say? في كم مجلد هو, في كم مجلد هو, in how many volumes is it? في كم مجلد هو. Remember, generally after كم, the next word is singular and منصوب, but here because we got the harf of جر before it, we got a في كم. So now you are allowed to say مجلدين. في كم مجلدين. في كم مجلدين. In how many volumes هو, is it? في مجلدين. في مجلدين ضخمين. In two big volumes. In two huge volumes. Ibrahim says, من مؤلفه. من مؤلفه. Who's the author of it? So the thing which was authored is called a مؤلفٌ. مؤلفٌ. مؤلفٌ is the thing which was authored. It's the book. مؤلفٌ. The one who did the authoring of the book, this person is called the مؤلفٌ. مؤلفٌ. So we have the مؤلفٌ and we have the مؤلفٌ. We have the منورٌ. منورٌ is the one who did the brightening, and منورٌ is the item which was brightened. والحمد لله. Then the مدرس says, ألفه جماعة من علماء اللغة. authored it a group of scholars of Arabic. Ahadara Hamidun is Hamid present. Ha ana dha ya ustadu. He says, here I am, O ustad. Ha ana dha ya ustadu. Ha ana dha ya ustadu. MashaAllah. Al mudarrisu. Kathura ghiyabuka. Hadhal ayyama. Ya Hamidu. Kathura ghiyabuka. Hadhihil ayyama. Ya Hamidu. Your absenteeism has increased these days, O Hamid. Kathura ghiyabuka. Ghiyabuka. Hadhihil ayyama. Ya Hamidu. Increased your absenteeism these days. Your absenteeism has increased. Allahu musta'an. He says, جَاءَ أَبِي إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ. My father has come to Medina al-Munawwara. Al-Munawwarati. That city which has been illuminated, has been brightened. الْأُسْبُوعَ الْمَاضِيَةِ. My father came to Medina al-Munawwara last week. فَكُنْتُ مَشْغُولًا بِاسْتِقْبَالِهِ. And so I was busy in receiving him, in welcoming him, in being in his khidmah, etc. Bistiqbalihi. Istiqbal means technically in receiving him, in welcoming him. Wa khidmatihi, and in his khidma, in his service. Wa tawdi'ihi, and in his farewell, wishing him farewell as he left, etc. Allahumma musta'an. So the mudarris says, mahma yakuni sababu, no matter what the excuse might be, فَقَدْ فَاتَكَ دُرُوسٌ مُهِمَّةٌ مَهْمَا يَكُنِ السَّبَبُ. No matter what the excuse might be, فَقَدْ فَاتَكَ دُرُوسٌ مُهِمَّةٌ. You have missed many important lessons. دُرُوسٌ مُهِمَّةٌ. مُهِمَّةٌ is our na'at, our describing word, because دُرُوس is a non-rational plural. We treat it as singular, feminine. مُهِمَّةٌ. Then Abdus Salam says, أَنُشَغِّلُ الْمُكَيِّفَ يَا دُكْتُورُ أَنُشَغِّلُ الْمُكَيِّفَ يَا دُكْتُورُ. Should we start the air conditioner? Should we get the air conditioner going? فَقَدِ اشْتَدَّتْ الْحَرَارَةُ. Because it is very, very hot. فَقَدْ اشْتَدَّتْ. اشْتَدَّتْ means it's شديد, it's severe. What is severe? الْحَرَارَةُ, the heat. The heat is very severe. The mudarri says, لَا مَانِعَ, meaning no problem, no problem. Get the air conditioner working, put it on. لَا مَانِعَ, لَا مَانِعَ, meaning no problem, I don't have a problem with that. يُسَلِّمُ الْمُرَاقِبُ وَيَدْ يدخلوا. يسلم he greets, he gives the salam. يسلم المراقب, the مراقب gives the salam. ويدخل, and he enters. يسلم who? المراقب. مراقب is the inspector, the guy in charge of the register. المراقب بعد التحية. After the تحية. تحية means the greeting. After saying السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. من أراد أن يشترك في مخيم. من أراد أن يشترك في مخيم. Whoever wants to participate, man arada, whoever wants to, and yashtarika, yashtarika to participate, sharika is a company, ishtirak to participate, fi mukhayyam, mukhayyam is a tent, technically mukhayyam is a tent, what it means here, this camp, mukhayyam, مخيم الشباب فليسجل. Whoever wants to participate in the camp for the youth, then let him register. Let him register his name. من أراد أن يشترك في مخيم الشباب فليسجل. فَلْيُسَجِّلْ إِسْمَهُ فِي مَكْتَبِي. Then let him register his name in my office. من أراد أن يشترك في مخيم الشباب فليسجل اسمه في مكتبي. في مكتبي. Whoever wants to participate in the youth camp, let him register or record his name in my office. يسلم المراقب ويخرج. He gives the salam and then he يخرج. He leaves. المدرس لنسمع. لنسمع الحديث الشريف. لنسمع الحديث الشريف. We will listen to the noble hadith. المسجلة. المسجلة على الشريط, that which has been recorded on the tape. ما شاء الله. So they're gonna start the tape recorder and we will listen to the noble hadith which has been recorded on the tape. المسجلة, المسجلة, مسجلة is the اسم مفعول, the recorded thing. المسجلة, مسجل is the recorder. مسجل, the item which has been recorded. جايد. يشغل المسجل. Ah, look, يشغل المسجل. And so they start the مسجل. مسجل is the tape recorder. مسجل is the tape recorder. And مسجل is the item which was recorded. Excellent. Just like how we mentioned that منور, منور is the one who did the brightening, and منور is the item which was brightened. والحمد لله. يا إبراهيم لا تكلم زميلك وأنت تسمع. Oh Ibrahim, do not speak to your colleague when you are listening. انتهى الحديث. And then after some time, the hadith was over from the tape recorder. لنسمعه مرة أخرى. Teacher says, we will listen to it one more time. لنسمعه, لنسمعه مرة أخرى. يوقف المسجل. And then they stop the tape recorder. اقرأ هذا الحديث يا أسامة. اقرأ هذا الحديث يا أسامة. Read this hadith, O Usama. Again. لنسمعه مرة أخرى. We will listen to it one more time. Then يوقف, 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 to stop. He stops. المسجلة. He stops the tape recorder. اقرأ هذا الحديث يا أسامة. يا أسامة. Read this hadith, O أسامة. أسامة reads. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو هريرة narrates. Our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed who? الحسن ابن علي. الحسن ابن علي. الحسن ابن علي. He kissed حسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. وعنده الأقرع ابن حابس. And with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there in that majlis seated with him was the companion by the name of الأقرع ابن حابس. فقال الأقرع. And so أقرع, he said, إن لي عشرة من الولد. I have 10 kids. ما قبلت منهم أحدا. I did not kiss any of them. الله مستعان. فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And so the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him, looked at this أقرع ابن حابس who said this. And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم responded, من لا يرحم لا يرحم. The one who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Allah musta'an. Muttafaq alayh. This hadith agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Man la yarham la yurham. The one who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Allah musta'an. Al-mudarrisu. Ahsanta. Good. Well done, well done. Mada fahimta min hadha al-hadith ya Usamatu? What have you understood from this hadith, O Usama? Usama says, fahimtu minhu, I understood from it, anna taqbil al-atfali amrun hasanun, that kissing children is something which is good. Showing affection to the kids is something which is good. Wa annahu yadullu ala shafaqati wal rahmati, and it indicates shafaqa, affection, wal rahmati, and mercy. This kissing of the kids, hugging them, holding them, kissing them, it indicates shafaqa and rahma. It indicates love, it indicates affection and mercy. Ahsanta ya Ahmadu. Well done, O Ahmed. Ma ma'ana قول المحدثين. ما معنى قول المحدثين؟ What does it mean, the statement of the محدثين؟ محدثين اسم فاعل, the scholars of a hadith. إن هذا حديث متفق عليه, that this hadith is agreed upon. What does this mean? معناه أن هذا الحديث رواه المحدثان. It means that this hadith رواه, has narrated it, recorded it, reported it, المحدثان الجليلان, the two scholars of ahadith, al-Jalilani, the two great scholars, al-Imam al-Bukhari wal-Imam مسلم. Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, رحمهما الله, may Allah have mercy upon both of them, في صحيحيهما, في صحيحيهما, in the both collections of authentic ahadith, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, في صحيحيهما, في صحيحيهما. أحسنت, well done, the teacher says. Then Muhammad says, يا دكتور, أنا حديث عهد بالإسلام. I am a new Muslim. Basically, it means I'm a new Muslim. حديث عهد. حديث means new. عهد. عهد means time period بالإسلام. I am a new time period with regards to Islam. I am a new Muslim. I am a new Muslim. أرجو أن تعلمني. أرجو أن تعلمني. أرجو أن تعلمني. I wish that you teach me. كيف أصلي على الميت. How to pray on the dead. أرجو أن تعلمني. I wish, I hope, I request that you will teach me. كيف أصلي على الميت. How I pray upon the dead. كيف, how, أصلي, I pray على الميت. Upon the ميت, the one who passed away. The مدرس says, بكل سرور, with full pleasure, with full pleasure, I will teach you that. تكبروا, تكبروا, you say الله أكبر, وتقرأوا سورة الفاتحة, and then you recite سورة الفاتحة according to majority of the scholars. ثم تكبروا, then you say الله أكبر, وتصلي على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then you send صلوات upon our نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم تكبر وتدعو للميت, and then you make another takbir, and then you make dua for the mayyit, you make dua for the deceased. ثم تكبر وتسلم, and then you say الله أكبر, and then you make your salam. Muhammad says, جزاك الله خيرا يا دكتور. Thank you very much, oh doctor. I mean, we might translate it like that, but it's a dua, it's a dua. جزا, جزا, recompense, رجزا, جزاكَ, recompense to you. Who should give you recompense? Allah. What should Allah give you as recompense? خيرٌ, good. MashaAllah. يا دكتور, في أي سورة قوله تعالى, in which surah do we find the statement of Allah? وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ. Which surah is this? The teacher says, هي الآية السادسة عشرة من سورة النمل. It is verse number 16 of سورة النمل. Verse number 16 of سورة النمل. نمل means the ant. نمل means the ant. يا دكتور, أرجو أن تكتب لي أسماء بعض مؤلفات شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. He says, O teacher, I request أن تكتب لي, that you write for me, أسماء, names, بعض مؤلفات, of some of the مؤلفات, مؤلفات, the books, the works, شيخ الإسلام, of شيخ الإسلام, ابن تيمية, that great scholar ابن تيمية رحمه الله. The teacher says, إن شاء الله, إن شاء الله. يا إخوانو, قد حان وقت صلاة الظهر. The time of صلاة الظهر is almost upon us. ولما يؤذن, ولما يؤذن, and it will and it has not yet, the adhan hasn't gone yet. It's time for Salatul Dhuhr, but the adhan has not been given as yet. وَلَمَّا يُؤَذَّن, وَلَمَّا يُؤَذَّن, and it's no adhan has been given as yet. يَبْدُو أَنَّ الْمُؤَذِّنَ, it seems that the مُؤَذِّن غَيْرُ مَوْجُودٍ, is not present. وَيَبْدُو, it seems, أَنَّ الْمُؤَذِّنَ, أَنَّ الْمُؤَذِّنَ غَيْرُ مَوْجُودٍ, that he is not present. فليخرج علي, فليخرج علي, فليخرج علي إلى المصلى وليؤذن. فليخرج, and so go out, who? علي, علي, you go out, إلى المصلى, علي, go to the مصلى, وليؤذن, وليؤذن, and give the adhan. So the مؤذن might not be present, and so brother علي, you go out and you give the adhan. One more time, يا إخوانو, قد حان وقت صلاة ظهري, time of صلاة ظهر is upon us. ولما يؤذن, and the adhan has not yet been given. يبدو أن المؤذن غير موجود. It seems the مؤذن is not present. فليخرج علي إلى المصلى وليؤذن. And so Ali go out to the مصلى and give the adhan. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Would that we have covered the long passage, mashallah, the long dialogue between the mudarris and the students. Walhamdulillah. We begin with the as'ila. We begin with the questions. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Number one. Man illadhi qabbalahun nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's the one that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed? Man illadhi qabbalahu. قبله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who is the one who was kissed by the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم? جواب هو الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. May Allah have mercy upon both of them, Hassan and his father Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. Again, من الذي قبله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? هو الحسن ابن علي رضي الله تعالى عنهما. ما شاء الله. ماذا قال الأقرع عندما رأى ذلك? What did أقرع, that Sahabi, say when he saw that? ماذا قال الأقرع عندما, when رأى ذلك, when he saw that? What did أقرع say when he saw that? قال الأقرع إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. الله مستعان. إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. I indeed have 10 kids and I did not kiss any of them. ماذا قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? ماذا قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? What did our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم say to him? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لا يرحم لا يرحم. The one who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. الله مستعان. من لا يرحم لا يرحم. One who doesn't show mercy will not be shown mercy. الله مستعان. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq to show mercy so that we will also be shown mercy. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We continue بإذن الله تعالى. They now discuss the difference between the فعل ثلاثي and the فعل رباعي. The author states, الفعل إما ثلاثي وإما رباعي. Verbs are either with three radicals or four radicals. فالثلاثي ما كان فيه ثلاثة أحرف أصلية. The three radical verb, it has three original radicals. Example, دخل, كتب, شرب. والرباعي ما كان فيه أربعة أحرف أصلية. Whereas the four radical verb, it has four original radicals, four original letters. Example, ترجمة, هرولة, بسملة. بسملة, هرولة, to like pace, to like run. بسملة, your bismillah. جيد, ترجمة, translation, to translate. وكل منهما إما مجرد وإما مزيد. And for the three letter verbs and the four letter verbs in the original forms, this one has three, that one has four, they are either مجرد or مزيد. That they are either مجرد, مجرد meaning there's no excess, nothing else added to it, it's only got its original letters. So original letters and it's three, original letters and it's four. That's what we call mujarrad. And then mazid would be that we take a three-letter verb and we add some other letters to it. Or we take a four-letter verb and we add some more letters to it. So we have the three-letter mazid and we have the four-letter mazid types of verbs. Walhamdulillah. Let's see. وكل منهما إما مجرد وإما مزيد. فالمجرد ما كان جميع أحرفه أصلية. مجرد, it has all of its original letters, whether three or whether four. والمزيد ما زيد فيه حرف أو أكثر على أحرفه الأصلية. As for مزيد, then there has been added to it some extra radicals, extra letters. جيد. Whether one, whether two, maybe more. الفعل الثلاثي المجرد له ستة أبواب. The فعل ثلاثي, the three letter verb, it has six أبواب, six categories. فعل يفعل, like كتب يكتب. فعل يفعل, جلس يجلس. فعل يفعل, ذهب يذهب. فعيل يفعل شرب يشرب فعول يفعل كثر يكثر فعيل يفعل ورث يرث. Excellent. Those are all the فعل الثلاثي مجرد. ميز الفعل الثلاثي من الفعل الرباعي فيما يلي. They want you to pick out the three letter verb and the four letter verb. Simple exercise. Example: Hafiza. Hafiza is three or four. Hafiza is fi'il thulathi. Nama. Nama. Fi'il thulathi. Tarjama. Fi'il ruba'i. It's a four letter verb. Tarjama. Tarjama. Four letter verb. Kharaja. He exited. Fi'il thulathi. Then harwala, he raced, he ran. Harwala, fi'il ruba'i. Ba'thara, ba'thara. Ba'thara is a fi'il ruba'i. Ba'thara, fi'il ruba'i. Ba'thara means to overturn something. Da'a, fi'il thulathi. Da'a, fi'il thulathi. MashaAllah. Ba. Mayyiz al-fi'il al-thulathi al-mujarrad min al-fi'il al-thulathi al-mazid fi ma ya'ti. So they give us some of these verbs here and they want us to sort it out. Single out those which are fi'il thulathi mujarrad from the fi'il thulathi mazid. Some of them have the original three radicals and some of them have some extra letters added to them. So make the distinction between both of them. Saddaqa, saddaqa. This is mazid. Saddaqa, this is mazid. Qara'a, this is mujarrad. Fataha, mujarrad. Aslama, aslama, this is mazid fihi. تقبل مزيد سمع مجرد استقبل there's extra here استقبل استقبل is مزيد definitely كوا is مجرد وقف is مجرد اشترى is مزيد one more time صدق صدق مزيد قرأ قرأ is the مجرد فتح مجرد أسلم مزيد تقبل مزيد سمع is مجرد it's got its original three there استقبل there's extra added so it's مزيد كوا is original so it is مجرد وقف it is original so it is مجرد and اشترى is مزيد اشترى is مزيد. من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد باب فعل فعل is form 2 as we call it زيد فيه حرف واحد so there's one حرف one letter which has been added to it we are talking about the فعل الثلاثي but this is مزيد there's one extra letter added to it وهو العين المكررة example فعل فعل we are adding an extra letter like on the عين فعلا فعلا so there's a fa there's a عين there's another عين and then there's a lam فعلا تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب فعلا ثم اكتب المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال التي تليها so they want you to ponder over the examples and they want you to do similar to the examples example ماضي سلم ماضي is سلم Sallama means he saved. Yusallimu, he is saving. Sallim, you are ordering him to save. Taslimun is our master. Taslimun is our master. Qabbala, qabbala, he kissed. Yuqabbilu, he is kissing. Qabbil, you are ordering him to kiss. Taqbilun is the master, master. Sabbaha, sabbaha, that he is making tasbih. Sabbaha, yusabbihu. Sabbaha means to keep something like, to like float. Sabbaha, jayid, to be afloat. Sabbaha, yusabbihu. Sabbih, sabbih. Tasbihun, tasbihun. What is tasbih? So we are exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are stating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all types of imperfection. Right? And then they give us the examples. Kabbara, 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 yukabbiru, كبر تكبير كبر يكبر كبر تكبير كبر is the past tense كبر يكبر كبر and تكبير كبر he made bigger يكبر he is making bigger كبر you are ordering him to make something bigger and تكبير is our مصدر علم يعلم علم he is teaching يعلم he taught جيد علم he taught past tense يعلم he is teaching علم you're ordering him to teach and تعليم is our مصدر وضح وضح he made something clearer يوضح he is making something clearer وضح وضح المعنى make it clear you're ordering him وضح توضيح وزع وزع he distributed يوزع he is distributing وزع وزع هذه النسخ distribute these copies توزيع distribution سجل he recorded يسجل he is recording سجل سجل you're ordering somebody to record تسجيل جيد هنأ هنأ he greeted يهنئ he is greeting هنئ you are ordering him to greet تهنئة is our مصدر سمى 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 he named يسمي يسمي he is naming سمي سمي and تسمية حي حي means to greet حي يحيي حي and تحية تحية رب حيا as we mentioned means to greet رب رب means to look after something رب to make the تربية of something رب يربي ربي and تربية والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله we've covered exercises 1 and 2 we now move on inshallah مصدر باب فعل تفعيل. So the master of what we just spoke about, we just discussed, فعل يفعل فعل يفعل. The master of this باب is تفعيل تفعيل تفعيل. ويأتي على وزن تفعيلة. It also comes on the form in the form of تفعيلة. إذا كان الفعل ناقصا أو مهموز اللام. And if the verb is a مهموز verb or it is ناقص, then the مصدر is on the form of تفعيلة. تفعيلة. So we have the مصدر on the form of تفعيل and on the form of تفعيلة. As you can see in all the examples we've just done, تكبير on the scale of تفعيل, تعليم, the master was تعليم on the scale of تفعيل, توضيح also on the scale of تفعيل, and those verbs that were ناقص or مهموز, so for example, رب يربي ربي and تربية, تربية on the scale of تفعيلة, تفعيلة, تحية also on the scale of تفعيلة. Excellent. والحمد لله. Then they move on to number 3 and they state عرفت في درس السابق أن اسم فاعل. You've learned in the previous lessons that the اسم فاعل من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن فاعل. واعلم الآن أن اسم الفاعل من الفعل غير الثلاثي المجرد يكون بلفظ مضارعه بإبدال حرف المضارعة ميما مضمومة وكسر ما قبل آخره example يعلم معلم يعلم معلم the اسم فاعل the doer is the معلم from يعلم we have معلم we add a meme in front there معلم example أذن يؤذن the اسم فاعل the one who does the أذان what's he called أذن He gave the adhan. يُؤَذِّنُ He is giving the adhan. The person who gives the adhan, the ism fa'il is what? مُؤَذِّنٌ 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 سَجَّلَ He recorded. يُسَجِّلُ He is recording. The thing that does the recording is what? مُسَجِّلٌ مُسَجِّلٌ سَجَّلَ يُسَجِّلُ مُسَجِّلٌ The thing that does the recording is called the مُسَجِّلٌ Excellent. حَدَّثَ يُحَدِّثُ حَدَّثَ يُحَدِّثُ And the one who does the hadith, muhaddithun, 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 the one who's doing the speaking, etc., muhaddithun, muhaddithun. Then, darrasa, yudarrisu, darrasa, he taught, yudarrisu, he is teaching. And then the one who does the teaching, the ism fa'il is the mudarrisun, mudarrisun, I am the mudarrisun. Excellent. Sawara, yusawwiru. Sawara, he photographed. Yusawwiru, he is taking photographs. And the person who does the photography, what do we call a photographer? Musawwirun. 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 Excellent. Musawwirun. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Then we have... In my book, سَبَّحَ يُسَبِّحُ مُسَبِّحٌ سَبَّحَ يُسَبِّحُ مُسَبِّحٌ And مُسَبِّحٌ is the one who does the تسبيح والحمد لله. Number four, عرفت في درسي سابق أن اسم المفعول من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعول واعلم الآن أن اسم المفعول من الفعل غير الثلاثي المجرد يكون على وزن اسم فاعله مع فتح ما قبل الآخر. Example: يسجل مسجل and مسجل مسجل. So يسجل, he is recording. مسجل, as we just learned, is the recorder. Musajjilun, the one who is recording, or that recorder. And musajjalun is the recording, the thing which was recorded. Musajjalun, musajjalun, the item which was recorded. They give a host of examples here. Example, sajjala, he recorded. Yusajjilu, he is recording. Musajjilun, the recorder, the item which does the recording. And the ism maf'ul, musajjalun, the item which was recorded, the recording, musajjalun. Excellent. Let's see. Allafa. Allafa, yu'allifu, mu'allifun, mu'allifun. Mu'allifun is the author, the one who did the writing. And mu'allafun is the item which was authored, which is the book. Mu'allafun is the book. Walhamdulillah. Rattaba, yurattibu, murattibun. The person who puts matters in order is the murattibun. And the things which were now put in order, they are called the murattabun. 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 Sallaha, yusallihu. Sallaha, yusallihu. Musallihun. Musallihun, the person who is armed. And musahhalun. Musahhalun, this is the actual arms. علق يعلق معلق. معلق is the person who does the linking. You find that when somebody maybe authors a book, then somebody comes along and writes notes at the bottom. We call this person the معلق. معلق, he added the notes, etc. And معلق, معلق, the actual notes. The actual notes, or the actual thing which was linked. جميل. جلد يجلد مجلد. مجلد. مجلد is the person who binds things together. He is the book binder, the one who binds the book together. And مجلد, مجلد is the actual item which was bound. That book which was now bound, we call it مجلد. Brother, give me مجلد number 5. Give me مجلد number 7. The bound book number 7, the bound book number 2, etc. Excellent. So جلد يجلد مجلد, the book binder, the one who does the binding. And مجلد, the item which was now bound. والحمد لله. لون يلون مُلَوِّنٌ مُلَوِّنٌ مُلَوِّنٌ, the one who does the coloring. And مُلَوَّنٌ, the item is colorful. مُلَوَّنٌ. حَمَّدَ يُحَمِّدُ مُحَمِّدٌ. مُحَمِّدٌ is the one who praises a lot. The one who does a lot of praising is called the مُحَمِّدٌ. مُحَمِّدٌ. And the one who was praised a lot, the object of all of the praises, the ism maf'ul, this is مُحَمَّدٌ. مُحَمَّدٌ. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مُحَمَّد. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Exercise number 5, inshallah. عرفت في درس سابق, في درس سابق, أن اسمي الزمان والمكان يشتقان من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعل ومفعل واعلم الآن أنهما يشتقان من غير الثلاثي المجرد على وزن اسم مفعوله. Example, صلى يصلي and مصلى, أي مكان الصلاة. So صلى, he prayed. يصلي, he is praying. And now the place of prayer, the اسم مكان, is called a مصلى, is called a مصلى. Exercise number 6. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we only have 2 pages and let us complete them bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Even though this lesson is a bit long, let's complete it insha'Allah. Then we are done and dusted with lesson number 16. تأمل الأمثلة لباب فعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمصدر واسم فاعل واسم مفعول واسم الزمان والمكان. So they give us some work to do here now insha'Allah. Pick out the fi'il ماضي, the مضارع, the أمر, the مصدر, the اسم فاعل, the one who does the action, the اسم مفعول, the object of that action, and the ism makan and the ism zaman insha'Allah. Let's see. قبل الطفل أمه. قبل الطفل. قبل الطفل أمه. So in this sentence here, قبل الطفل أمه, in terms of فعل ثلاثي, in terms of the باب فعل, all we have is قبل here. قبل is what? قبل is فعل ماضي. قبل is فعل ماضي. Number two, أذن للظهر. أذن للظهر يا علي فقد حان الوقت. أذن للظهر يا علي فقد حان الوقت. Any باب of فعل here? Yes, we have أذن. أذن, what is أذن? أذن means, أذن means to give أذان, ordering him to give the أذان. فعل أمر, فعل أمر, it's an order. Number three, هذه الكتب للتوزيع على الحجاج. هذه الكتب للتوزيع. These books are for distribution على الحجاج, upon the حجاج. Any باب فعل here? Yes, we have توزيع. توزيع is the مصدر. توزيع, وزع, يوزع, توزيع. توزيع is the مصدر. Number four. عندك صورة ملونة للكعبة المشرفة. Do you have any color picture of the Kaaba? عندك صورة ملونة, ملونة, colorful, للكعبة المشرفة. Excellent. So ملونة, ملونة is the اسم مفعول. ملونة is the اسم مفعول. Also مشرفة is an اسم مفعول. ملونة and مشرفة. ملونة, مشرفة are اسم مفعول. Excellent. Number five. قال الله تعالى الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. سبحان الله. الرحمن علم القرآن, the one who taught the noble Quran. خلق الإنسان, created إنسان. علمه البيان, and taught him, and taught him speech. Any باب فعل here? Yes. علم, علم is فعل ماضي. علم القرآن, علم القرآن. Number 6. زارني صديقي فرحبت به. زارني صديقي فرحبت به. My colleague visited me. فرحبت به, and I welcomed him. رحبت, رحبت is our فعل ماضي. This is on the verb of فعل. رحب, رحب, يرحب. رحبت به فعل ماضي. Next one. قال الله تعالى اليوم نختم على أفواههم. Today we will close up there. Close up their mouths. وتكلمنا أيديهم, and their limbs will speak. Allah musta'an. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. This here is our reminder for today. اليوم نختم على أفواههم. يوم القيامة, that our mouths will be sealed. وتكلمنا أيديهم, and our limbs, our hands, our feet, they will speak. Allah musta'an. Allah musta'an. اليوم نختم على أفواههم. وتكلمنا, تكلمنا, تكلمنا is our فعل مضارع. It's on the verb of فعل. فعل. ولدت لي بنت وسميتها مريم. There was born to me, basically my wife gave birth to a daughter. وسميتها مريم, and I named her مريم. سميت, سميت is فعل ماضي. It's on the scale of فعل. فعل. من الذي ألف الموطأ. So we have ألف, ألف on the scale of فعل. This is فعل ماضي. And we also have الموطأ, موطأ of Imam Malik رحمه الله. And this is اسم مفعول. موطأ اسم مفعول. Then we have أجل الاجتماع إلى أجل غير مسمى. That the meeting, أجل, أجل means to delay, postpone. الاجتماع, meeting, إلى أجل, to a time period غير مسمى, which is unknown, which has not been fixed. So the meeting has been postponed to an undetermined time. So what do we have here? We have ajjala. Ajjala is fi'il madi, and musamma is our ism maf'ul. Musamma is an ism maf'ul. Jameel. Next one. أتدخن؟ أتدخن؟ Do you smoke؟ أتدخن؟ لا. وهل يدخن رجل عاقل؟ No. And does an intelligent person smoke؟ إن التدخين خبيث. That smoking is something which is filthy. وسبب أمراض خطيرة. And it's the reason for grave illnesses, خطيرة, dangerous illnesses, على المدخن, upon the one who smokes, كالسرطان, like cancer. ومن دخن, and whoever smokes, بذر المال بالتدخين. This person wastes their money with smoking. So there's quite a few here. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Let's see. Number one. تدخن. تدخن is our فعل مضارع. تدخن is our فعل مضارع. And then تدخين. تدخين is a مصدر. تدخين is a مصدر. Smoking. Number 12. بلغني أنك عينت سفيرا. بلغني أنك عينت سفيرا. It has reached me that you have been made appointed a سفير, an ambassador. فجئت للتهنئة. And so I've come to congratulate you. بلغني أنك عينت سفيرا. It has reached me that you have been appointed as an ambassador. فجئت للتهنئة. Excellent. So عينت. عينت is فعل ماضي. عينت فعل ماضي. Appointed. التهنئة. This is our مصدر. أين المصلى؟ أين المصلى؟ مصلى اسم مكان. أين المصلى؟ اسم مكان. أدرس بالجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة المنورة. منورة. منورة. منورة is our اسم مفعول. And then lastly, هذا دواء مقوٍ. هذا دواء مقوٍ للنظر. للنظر. هذا دواء مقوٍ للنظر. This medication is for strengthening the sight. So مقوّن, مقوّن is our اسم فاعل, is our اسم فاعل. Then number 7, من أوزان جمع التكسير فعلة. فعلة, example, طالب and طلبة. So from the scales of جمع التكسير, we have فعلة scale. Like طلبتون. طلبتون is the plural of طالب. Provide the plurals for the following upon the same scale of فعلتون. They give us كافرون. So كافرون, we will have the plural of that كفرتون. كفرتون is the plural of one كافر, and it's on the scale of فعلتون. Then فاسقون. فسقتون. فسقتون. فاجرون. فاجرون. فجرتون. So we have كافرون. كافرون is a plural, and كفرتون is another plural. فاسقون, we have فاسقون. That's one scale of a plural. Then we also have the scale of فعلتون, where it is فسقتون. فاجرون, فجارون. And also now we've learned that فعلتون scale, which is فجرتون. Excellent. Number 8, من أوزان جمع التكسير فعلون. Another plural, فعلون scale. Example, نسخة. نسخة is singular and plural, نسخن. نسخن. فعلون. نسخن. فعلون. نسخن. فعلون. نسخن. جميل. Let's see. Plurals for the following. سورة. سور. سورة. سور. And then Surah of a noble Quran. So one is with a sword. Sword is a picture. Suratun. And then we have Suratun, which is a chapter. Its plural is Suwarun. Suwarun. Then we have Ghurfatun, plural. Ghurafun. Ghurafun, rooms. Ummatun. Ummatun, nation. Plural. Umamun, many nations. And then we have Dawlatun. Dawlatun is a country, a state. Plural. Dualun. Dualun, countries or states. Number 9. Sharhun. مصدر شرح يشرح. Sharhun is the master of شرح يشرح, and it's on the scale of فعلين. فعلين or فعلون. Let's see. The ماضي درس. درس يدرس درس. Look at that مصدر درس. درس يدرس درس. ضرب يضرب ضرب. قتل يقتل قتل. So all those are the masters. درس. ضرب قتل ملأ يملأ ملؤن ملأ means to fill يملأ and then ملؤن قتل he killed يقتل he is killing and قتل جيد فتح يفتح فتح فتح يفتح فتح so this scale of مصدر is on the scale of is on the scale of فعل وفعل فتح يفتح فتح أمر يأمر أمر نهى ينهى نهي صبر يصبر صبر ما شاء الله number 10 غياب غياب is the master of غاب يغيب غياب on the scale of فعال فعال let's see قام يقوم قيام قام يقوم قيام قام يقوم قيام آب يؤوب إياب آب يؤوب إياب means to come back to return آب يؤوب إياب قاس يقيس قياس قاس يقيس قياس analogy to like compare matters قاس يقيس قياس صام يصوم صيام صام يصوم صيام لقي يلقى لقاء لقي to meet لقي he met لقي يلقى لقاء لقاء شفى يشفي شفاء شفى يشفي شفاء شفى يشفي شفاء what's the plural of doctor the plural of doctor is دكاترة 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 and then lastly أدخل يبدو في جملة يبدو means it seems يبدو أن المدرسة طويل يبدو أن المدرس صغير يبدو أن المدرس جميل يبدو أن المدرس غائب It seems that the teacher is absent So يبدو means it seems والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله We come to the end of this majlis. It was a long majlis. We completed lesson number 16. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us khair and barakah. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners, your behavior also supposed to be above average, we ask Allah to grant us khair. We ask Allah for knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of the Arabic language. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته